This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news and best wishes for 2018 from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We're still looking for the Ahars banner. Someone must have it tucked away in their shed. We need it back for the January picnic. I've done it again. Last week I said the picnic was on Saturday, but of course, the 21st is a Sunday. The AR's picnic at the Bridgewater Lions Park will be on Sunday, the 21st of January. You will need to bring chairs and supply your own drinks. Please bring a salad or a dessert to share. You can book with Trevor, VK5MIX, by phoning him on 0417 838 740 or by emailing him at tmolde@internode.on.net. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 9th of February 2018 and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018. The next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February 2018 and if you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms will be available from the website. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM and you can email them to me via my WIA email address or you can give them to a committee person at the RSL lunch on the 9th or at the Shack on the 10th of February. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February 2018 and this will be a demonstration by Rod, VK5ZRK, of WHISPR, the Weak Signal Propagation Reporting Network. There was some talk about an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation at the Shack by Graham, VK5ZFZ, early January, but as many of us are involved with family and friends and other activities in January, this has been put on the calendar for March the 24th. Events of the Shack start at 9 a.m. and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're also looking for a gardener or handyman who has a ride-on mower to drive it around the Shack site two or three times a year. A very successful clean-up in September last year got rid of a lot of firewood and grass. The grass continues to grow and the limbs and branches keep falling to the ground, and we need to keep the fire hazard down. If you know someone who'll do this for us, please pass the details on to me. We need to cut the grass and clean up the site very, very soon. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events pages. Any changes to plans for January and February will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. Wishing you all a happy and safe and healthy 2018. And that's all for this week. Talk to you again next week. 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, 2018 is getting into the swing of things, and already we're starting to take part in our usual activities. Last Wednesday, we were all at the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library and had a jolly good time. So there we are, we're at it again. And don't forget, the first meeting for 2018 is next Friday, the 12th of January, and it will be Peter, VK5PX, who will be giving us a talk on the night. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall, get there about 7 for a 7:30 start. There'll be plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available. And hopefully it'll be a cool night, so we won't be too distressed by the weather, and come along for an educational evening. So hope to see you all there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to all. Hopefully you all received exactly what you requested for Christmas and all enjoyed a pain-free New Year's Eve celebration. I hope that 2018 surpasses all your expectations and hopes. A handful of members spent time on New Year's Day tracking a weather sonde that was released from the Bureau of Meteorology site at the Mount Gambier Airport. Mark, VK5QI, and a couple of friends came to the Mount specifically to chase the balloon, and Mark kindly supplied us with all the necessary links to be able to follow their progress as the balloon sailed across into Victoria and headed for Hamilton. Having already worked out its approximate touchdown position, Mark and friends were parked only a couple of kilometres from the landing site when it finally fell to earth. A quick visit to the nearby farmhouse secured permission to access the property, and with the farmer's help, they were able to locate the payload. Another very successful mission, and one which generated quite a bit of interest down here in the southeast. Many thanks for letting us in on the chase, Mark, and for the information supplied. We may have a crack at it ourselves in the not-too-distant future. As we are in recess for the holidays, I don't have much else to report, except to say that we only have 16 more sleeps to go until our first meeting for 2018. We will not have an activity night this month due to the close proximity to the holiday period, but our January business meeting will be as per normal. I remind you that we meet on the first and third Friday of almost every month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. sharp, and we welcome all or any visitors. Meetings are followed by supper, tea, coffee and a gab fest, so come along and join in the fun. That wraps it up for this week, so, as usual, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.